Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah, sorry, you got the sucky one again today. It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And as Mr. Puckett just reiterated, and I'll try to make reference to this a few times during the 3 o'clock hour, the 3 o'clock cash code word from WBEN is glue. You don't want to know the gestures I was making to Tom Puckett when he was doing the word glue. But if you saw the movie Airplane, you can probably imagine. The word is glue, G-L-U-E. Glue is the word, and that is the word that you want to text to 72881. Ha ha, 72881. That is 72881. The word is glue. And if you're a new listener to the show or the radio station, what you need to know is that somebody somewhere in the country is going to win $1,000 from Entercom. And we have hundreds of radio stations, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of listeners competing in the cash code contest. And it always makes us feel really good when we get winners from this show. So as many, even if you think you never win anything in contests, go for it. Try it, because you never know. You've got as good a chance as anybody of winning the $1,000, and good luck to you from News Radio 930 WBEN. So has anybody seen the House of Head? I ask you again. Now, this is not a Rule 34. Has anybody seen the House of Head? It is on Colvin Boulevard, and it is a Halloween decoration, and basically the exterior of a home is all done up in heads. I saw a picture of it. I think Brian Meyer posted it. And by the way, if you know Brian, you already know this, but if you don't know Brian Meyer, I would just caution you from ever getting involved in a game of Monopoly with Brian Meyer. I have never seen a human being take the game of Monopoly as serious as Brian Meyer. I learned this the hard way 35 or 40 years ago when I went to Brian's house in Parkside. You will lose. Brian will win. I mean, Brian is like the Donald Trump of Monopoly competitors. He is serious about it, but I think he posted something about the Halloween House of Head on Colvin. And I don't want to take calls on this necessarily because I don't know how many we'd get. But if you have a house in or around your neighborhood or a house you drive by that is basically Halloween Central, whether it is the House of Head or some other house which is entirely devoted to the celebration of Halloween, please send me an email and let me know where it is, and I'll pass it on to our audience, and we'll see if other people agree or if you're just hosing us. There was one in Clarence I was introduced to sometime back around 2010, and these people had an amazing Halloween display, complete with animated stuff, things that were in motion, and they actually had a low-power FM frequency on which they broadcast Halloween music. I always forget exactly where it was, because unless I write stuff down anymore, I just don't remember it. But I always forget where it was. But I don't know if they're still doing that or whether they have moved on or what. But if there's a Halloween house worthy of checking out, If you want to send me an email, preferably with a picture so I can kind of describe it, you can send the email to tom@wben.com. tom@wben.com is the email address. And something else along those lines that I would like to mention, and I reckon that this is kind of going to become a Halloween tradition on WBEN. Of course, in radio, anything that happens more than once in successive years becomes a tradition. Sunday night, this coming Sunday, from 7 until 10, instead of involving myself in degrading rock and roll music, I shall be here degrading myself on the radio. 7 to 10, we will do your ghost stories. And it is a lot of fun. We did it last year. And the whole point of any ghost story show that I do is that the ghost stories be real. I don't do fiction. I can't write fiction. I don't really read fiction. I mean, you could basically say that the Shakespearean histories are fiction, and they are. They're loosely based on historical fact, but you know, Richard III really wasn't the Richard III as portrayed in Shakespeare any more than Henry IV was Henry IV as portrayed in Shakespeare. So I guess that's kind of fiction, but generally, I'm not a fiction guy. So I like real-world horror stories, real-world ghost stories, and since they have been reported all over the world since time immemorial, I've got to believe that some people see something. What it is, I don't know, because I have never seen a ghost. Got some really cool EVPs once, just once, but never saw a ghost. Other people I know have seen full body apparitions, but I feel kind of left out of the whole thing. So anyway, at 14 minutes after 3 at News Radio 930 WBEN, we did something a couple of days ago that really took off and really got the phone lines jumping like popcorn after about the 3-minute mark when it all starts to explode at once and you got to shake the pan, those of you who know what it's like to make popcorn outside of a microwave oven. And that deals with your near-death experiences. And they don't have to be, how do I say this? They don't have to be maudlin. They don't have to be sorrowful. I mean, they technically could be, but they don't have to be. I was personally amazed the other day because, Phil, what do we take? Maybe 5 calls by the time we got to that topic toward the end of the show. And we had 2 calls who talked about close encounters with lightning. And when I say close encounters with lightning, there was one that stands out in my mind because this lady and her family inside the house, and they had this giant tree in front of the house, and this gigundous thunder and lightning storm roars through the area. And of all the places lightning could have struck, and I should point out that, as I recall the story, the storm was quite some ways off. And lightning, as you know, can strike miles and miles away from where the storm is actually a-brewing. But this giant lightning bolt crashed into this tree in front of the house, and this giant bough of the tree crashed through the wall of the home. And the mom and one of the kids had just gotten up from the couch against the wall, which was impaled by the tree bough. And fortunately, by the grace of God, the other kid was sleeping upstairs, and it missed the other kid, the falling tree bough. So it was lightning, and it was a close encounter with death, but fortunately, it did not happen that way, and everybody escaped safely and soundly. And there are so many ways that we can have near-death experiences, and the scope of the topic ranges from anything like a lightning strike, like was described by that caller who called in the other day when we ended the show with that particular topic, to and I hate to bring this up, but you know, we hear about people, and this always, should I say, freaks me out. It makes me shake my head. I think SMH would be the best way to describe this. No, not Rule 34. SMH would be the best way to describe this. The people you read about who were this close to going onto a plane which did not make its final destination. And there are so many stories from September 11th, 2001, of people that are actually famous who missed flights they were supposed to be on, such as, I guess the most famous would be Seth MacFarlane, the creator of Family Guy and a number of other shows and big money guy with Fox, brilliant guy. Seth MacFarlane was supposed to be on one of the flights on September 11th, but he overslept and rescheduled the flight. And had he been on that, no more Peter Griffin, no more Brian Griffin, Quagmire, Stewie, or any of the other voices done by Seth MacFarlane. I mean, that is a close encounter with death. Then there are also, and this is, we didn't get this the other day, but I would love to take calls on this. There are those of you who literally have been pronounced clinically dead, who came back to life. I've talked with some of you in the past who describe these experiences of looking down on your own body in the hospital bed, and for whatever reason, you knew things that you should not have known about events taking place in the OR or the emergency room and the activities of the nurses and the doctors trying to resuscitate you. And you were watching the whole thing almost from above your body, you know, seeing yourself flatline and seeing everybody scrambling to bring you back into life. Certainly a near-death experience. And it can be obviously a natural causes thing, or it can be a sudden traumatic incident thing. And they can most certainly change your life. And a lot of people who have near-death experiences, either from natural causes or from some sudden traumatic injury situation, a lot of people go through some pretty serious life changes because of that. It can be, believe it or not, I know it sounds like a paradox, but surviving a near-death experience can often result in depression. It shouldn't. It makes no sense. It's illogical. You would think that people would be jumping for joy. I survived. I lived. But it causes depression. And one of the reasons it causes depression, I guess, is because as a human being, we all put our thoughts of mortality in the background. You know, death is something we read about in the obits. Death is something that happens to friends of ours. Death is something that happens to our parents and our grandparents. And then when suddenly you are faced with that traumatic situation and it involves you and you realize how close you were to not being around anymore, it forces you by necessity to come to terms with the mortality factor of the human existence. And I guess the key is to turn that depression into something positive where you begin to appreciate life more and you appreciate the transitory nature of it and you value each and every day as it comes as almost like a new beginning and a bonus day compared to what might have been. Whether it is, as I said, a natural causes situation. Some of you have had serious heart attacks, flatlined. Some of you have had strokes, flatlined. Some of you might have been hit in the chest and you went into cardiac arrest and you flatlined. And other folks, it is a traumatic, like a car accident. Or I've talked to people who have had gunshot wounds and they had near-death experiences. But what is the closest? And this does not have to be maudlin. This does not have to be morbid. But did you have a near-death experience? The closest you have ever come. And as I said, and at the risk of repeating myself, some of you have actually, I'm sure, as you listen to this program, some of you have actually been pronounced clinically dead or were told that you were clinically dead without any activity whatsoever on the various monitors they had hooked up to you, and somehow you pulled through. There have been books, lots of books, written by people who were pronounced dead, and then they tell these stories about what heaven was like or what hell was like or about talking with relatives on the other side. I don't know. That stuff fascinates me. I mean, my experiences, I never saw the light. I never saw any relatives that had passed. I never talked to Jesus. I kind of feel left out. Good news is I never talked to Satan either. So I got that going for me. 803-0930. Now, maybe some radio consultants kind of like Satan. Maybe some politicians kind of like Satan, but never the bad man himself. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It might actually be, how many of you have been in a situation where you've been on a rural road late at night? Maybe it's the wintertime. And there you are driving along, maybe on Route 16, minding your own business, and somebody coming in the opposite direction loses control and skids into your lane, and you have to suddenly react. And even to this day, you have no idea how you were able to avoid colliding with that oncoming vehicle.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And you wish you had instant replay, because you'd love to know how close you actually were, because sometimes it's a matter of fractions of millimeters between you and running into somebody who skids into your lane, which can produce skid marks of an entirely different nature. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN, and I won't keep you on hold interminably. Now, we do have a break coming up for the 3:30 news, but as the 3:30 news winds down, you can either call now and grab the line and reserve it, or hope there's a line open for you during the news at 3:30, and you can grab it then. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let us go to Tom in Newstead. Tom, you are on WBEN.
Tom, you mentioned Route 16, right?
Yes, sir.
As you know, I was a trucker. You're going to like these stories. I was heading south on Route 16 in my 18-wheeler one morning when a truck was heading the other way that came out of the landfill in Sardinia. Now, are you aware of these trucks, the dual wheels can sometimes get a rock wedged in there? I saw a rock the size of a small cauliflower get launched out of his duals and arc towards me like a Civil War cannonball. All I could do, I'm doing a lot of trajectory calculations in my mind and thinking, I am so screwed. I had a good grip on the steering wheel. I put my forearm over my face, hoping to save my head. That thing landed on the right windshield and smashed it. I could see it coming. And I, you know, in this arc up in the air, and I'm thinking, how did a rock that big get in between those wheels? And an old school trucker, when you leave a place off road, you check your wheels to make sure there's nothing like that in there. Well, the thing smashed the windshield, but didn't quite come through. As soon as I realized there was no breeze pulling, you know, the little shards of glass blowing around, I simply dropped a gear or two and kept on going. I was in an area where my Nextel to the dispatch wasn't working. It's dead down there. And all I could do is I thought, well, got to find a phone and report this, because I saw the truck, and I thought, I don't think there's any claim from falling rocks, but we have to explain stuff like this. And there was no adrenaline rush at all. I just
really.
Yes, well, that's coming up later.
Well, hold on, because I have to take a break, but that's a good tease heading into the break. By popular demand, we spent a little more time on this today, the closest you have come, your near-death experience, and traditionally NDEs are the people who flatline, but I'm expanding the topic to the closest you ever came, like this guy who had to do some quick mental calculus with the trajectory of the rock that was propelled like a cannonball toward the 18-wheeler he was driving and its windshield. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. The WBEN cash code word this hour is glue, G-L-U-E. Text it to 72881, 72881 from News Radio 930. WBEN could.
That's what heaven feels like.
At least he's not playing Highway to Hell. So there's that. It is 3:36 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia, and talking about something that we started talking about late in the day the other day, and then we ran out of time, and I had to leave people disappointed on hold, and I felt like a heel driving home, and I don't know why I'm talking like this, but your near-death experience, closest you have come, even if it was a near hit, or maybe it was one of those situations where you were in the hospital and you found yourself looking down on your body, which looked to be deceased at the time. Somebody to whom I am very close had that experience. She was in the hospital, very, very ill, and told the story of looking down at her own supine body on the hospital bed. And it was like an out-of-body experience. So, you know, we can also do out-of-body experiences in addition to near-death experiences for the purposes of clarity. 3:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And let's go back to Trucker Tom in Newstead. He was on Route 16 and had a giant cannonball-sized rock propelled at his windshield by a vehicle, another 18-wheeler, heading in the opposite direction from Sardinia as Tom was heading south on Route 16.
Now, sir. Hello.
Yes, sir.
That was serendipitous, is that right, of you mentioning Route 16?
I would definitely say that's serendipitous, yes.
It was an arc. It was not an artillery shell in a flat trajectory. And I watched the thing coming at me. And the important thing was no adrenaline rush. The second time, I was on I-71, Central Ohio, where the hills are rolling. It was a night that was so bad out of Buffalo, I would go down near Columbus and meet a guy out of Louisville, Kentucky, switch trailers and come back. It was so bad that when I called him, south of Cleveland, I had pulled over to clean the ice off of the wipers because I couldn't go any further. Well, he says, with a southern drawl, he says, well, where are you? I said, I don't know. I said, I can't see a mile marker or an exit, and I know that route like crazy. I said, I don't even know. I took a chance hoping nobody will run into the back of me. That's how bad it was.
Damn.
And they closed the road on the way back after I switched. We got stuck in a parking lot. So I'm making my way down to the meat turn, which is halfway to Louisville. On a Friday night, Saturday morning, and I'm going down a long grade, and there's a long bridge, and the truck ahead of me, I'm quite a ways behind him, making about an honest 40, 45 under terrible conditions. The guy jackknifes in the middle of the bridge, is gonna block the whole thing. He went one way, went the other, the tractor. It is a scientific fact that if your tractor gets 15 degrees from the trailer, which is not much, it is impossible to bring it back. He swung that thing because you got to steer that wheel. He swung that thing about three times, and I thought, I got that feeling in my stomach, you are so screwed. because I'm going downhill. I don't know about death, but it's going to be a heck of a crash when I mash into him. And somehow that man pulled it out and took off. I'm braking for all I'm worth, but it's horrible conditions, and I'm on a downgrade. And I'm a safe driver, you know, 3 million-some miles.
And you had a full load?
Yeah, always. I pulled out. He pulled out of it and got out of my way before I even got too close to him.
In all defiance of the laws of physics?
Certainly, because I'm a student of that stuff.
He discovered the trucker wormhole.
He must have been an angel, because then his truck disappeared and he went up through a hole in the clouds. But anyhow, I thought, man, that was a relief, wasn't it? Because I was sure he was gone. He had the whole bridge blocked. You don't like to have a crash on a big bridge. So I don't want to be in a 7 o'clock news. My wife always said I'll be on a 6 o'clock news. But I said, make it Fox. So, again, sir, after this panic, I mean as much a panic, you got to drive the truck, you know. No adrenaline. A few years later, I mentioned these two things to a counselor. I said, by the way, I've had these incidents where you know that you are screwed. And I said, no adrenaline, no reaction. She looked at me and said, the reason for that, Tom, is you're running on adrenaline all the time.
Hmm.
And she said, you would be a good combat soldier because things don't rattle you. But she said, that's very hard on your heart and your condition. She said, there's nothing left when something happens. And I did have a very high stress job all my life. We used to call it beat the clock. That's what trucking has been like my whole life. And she said, that is not healthy. So that's something interesting. You were talking about how you handle stress. And I tried to get in, and I couldn't. You must have had a lot of calls.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, I think I'm kind of the same way, because the big things don't get to me. The little things get to me. And when I described the other day being at the controls of a single-engine aircraft and looking up and seeing this giant bird, whether it was a turkey vulture or a hawk, I don't know. But it was at the same altitude as I was, right near the Buffalo airport. And if that thing had smashed through the windscreen, you know, bye-bye plane, goodbye Tom. But I didn't let it rattle me. I mean, you cannot afford to be rattled when you are at the controls of an airplane any more than you can afford to be rattled when you are at the controls of an 18-wheeler. But one of the things, I mean, you said that you talked to a counselor after that. Sometimes things like that, you can have a delayed reaction to it.
None.
Wow.
And I had a long ways to go. And when we came back out, I got up near Cleveland in the morning, and I-71, 271, zero traffic coming down. And I called somebody on a crossing road on the CD, and he said, that road's been closed half the night. And I said, ooh, well, don't tell anybody. You know, we could still get up it. But what I'm saying is, when they close I-71 in Ohio, that's a pretty bad night in my book.
Well, I got to get on to some other folks. I am glad you called and glad you are alive to tell the tales.
Sir, quickly?
I got to get on to some other folks. I apologize. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And those of you with multiple stories, it might be good to select the best story that you've got, because in all fairness to the other callers, I gotta get to as many folks as I can, because I promise not to keep people on hold any longer than absolutely necessary. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. WBEN cash code word for the 3 o'clock hour is glue, G-L-U-E. Glue is the word to text to 72881, 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 from News Radio 930 WBEN. Here is Eric in Lockport. Eric, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom, it's your favorite banged up veteran.
Hey, Eric, what's up?
Not much. I was just listening. You know, you said you wanted to keep them short. So, one, if you're doing that show on Sunday from 7 to 10, I got a near, I guess you could call it a near death. Very similar to the guy who was just on in front of you. So I can save that one for the Sunday night show, but I also have one which was during the hurricane Irene and Hurricane Lee when they hit New York State. Us being the engineers out of Connecticut Street, we got activated. And we went down to the Binghamton area. Then we were up in the Catskills and all that. And when we finally ended our mission, we were driving home in a convoy, taking the 90 westbound. And we were just, I believe we were just west of coming out of Albany. I don't know, maybe half hour, 45 minutes. There's a rest stop. So we stopped, you know, everyone go, you know, use, you know, hit the head, fuel up vehicles, stuff like that. Our column consisted of a lead element was a Humvee. Chase vehicle in the back was a Humvee. And in between, I believe we had a troop transport that had all our gear on it because that was the vehicle in front of us. We had 2 5-ton dumps in front of that. We were the fifth vehicle back, me and Bernsey. We were in a 5-ton dump ourselves, and we had a little Bobcat front-end loader on ours, which was just a little bit illegal to to haul it that way, to say the least. And I believe we had another dump behind us. We had the Wrecker Hemet behind that, and then the tail Humvee. Well, when we left the rest stop, I don't know what the communications were between the lead vehicle and tail vehicle, but all of a sudden we see the lead Humvee pull over onto the shoulder like you're supposed to, and so we started to follow. Now, standard operating procedure is when you're that lead Humvee driver, you're going to pull over. Whoever's sitting in the command spot of the front passenger seat, they watch in front of you and say, okay, pull over to the right a little more, watch this, go to the left, whatever. So as this sergeant that pulled over who was driving, he must have thought he was in his own personal vehicle because all of a sudden he just pulls over and stops. So here we go with some heavy equipment. Like I said, the two dumps, the two transport in front of me, and, you know, of course, our truck with carrying the extra weight in the bed of the dump. Well, all of a sudden you hear all the air brakes locking up. Bernsey's eyes, I look at him, his eyes are huge. I grab that steering wheel. Thank God it's those real big ones in those older style trucks. I crank it. I'm like, go to the right, go to the right. So we actually went down that little embankment. It wasn't that steep. It was, I'd say, about a 8 to 10 foot drop. But we went down and in. But luckily, we got down there. I don't ask me how. I have no clue. But all I know is these trucks were, behind us, I also forgot to throw this in there, we had one of those big Hemet fuel trucks.
Where
you got the four tires in the front, you got the four tires in the back, and the two front set of tires turned in tandem together. Well, thank God Armstrong was on that thing. Did you ever see the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift movie?
No, but I did see Dumb and Dumber, where Jim Carrey's driving the limousine and the fuel truck gets into the accident.
Well, let's just put it this way. He Tokyo drifted that thing from behind us in the right lane to the left, just missing a vehicle past us. As we're going down to the right, he's going to the left. He just misses this little white, I think it was a Jaguar, to be honest with you, and he somehow drifts into the far left lane. So as we go down, we finally slow down and stop. I get out. I got Kevlar in hand. I'm ready to introducing that Kevlar to the sergeant that was driving that vehicle. I was ready to go to Fort Leavenworth. And, oh, dear, all I can say, Tom, is pucker factor. I had to remove that old cushiony seat. Wow. But when we got pulled out of that, and because of all that rain from that hurricane, where we went down to the right into the wide grassy area, our big lug tires were full of mud.
So that
they hooked up to us with the Wrecker. They pulled us out, and so we were kind of like a second half of the convoy as the first half kept going.
Hold on, because I got to get to the end of this, but I've also got to get a break. I'm just like talk about pucker factor. How many of you listening to this do not have the pucker factor just listening to Eric telling his story? A reminder, Sandy Beach is back, and you can listen to Sandy in living color tomorrow morning, 9 to noon, here on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, so back to Eric in Lockport, who was part of a convoy, and somebody slammed on the brakes, and there was like a chain reaction convoy situation, and he was talking to us about his vehicle being pulled out of the mud.
Yeah, so basically that's the end of my story. It's just, again, that quick reaction, like, what was it, Tom, Trucker Tom, you called him?
Yes.
Newstead? I don't know, Tom, it's just, it all happened so fast. When I heard those brakes locking up, I was just like, oh no. And how we got out of that unscathed, the 152 Engineer Support Company, boy, I'm telling you, these guys, you know, I love them to this day, all of them. The guys I served with, the guys and girls, actually, you know, they're still there, Kanaga Street. I love them all to death. Oh, dear Lord.
Well, I can kind of relate because it was a snowy night on the Delaware S-curves back in, like, 1983. I was driving a 1975 Chevy Nova, which the Army, personally, I think the Army should have used the 75 Chevy Nova as a combat-ready vehicle. But this guy lost control of his car, and to this day, it must have been a matter of millimeters. I missed him, and, I mean, it wouldn't have been fatal. I know that much. The force would not have been sufficient, in my opinion, to cause fatal injuries, but it was definitely a pucker moment, but there was no need to change the seat cushion. Eric, thanks very much. I appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for your service, however truncated it may have been.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So, talk to you soon, Eric.
You got it.
Ciao. It is coming up on 3:55 at News Radio 930 WBEN. If you are on hold, I promise to get to you as fast as I can after the news at 4 o'clock with a minimum of setup time for the topic. Basically, the more calls I have on hold, the less you have to listen to me setting up the topic again. But if you're just joining us, talking about like your classic near-death experiences or out-of-body experiences or the closest you've come to something which readily could have proven to be the last thing you ever did on this planet. And it needn't be maudlin. It needn't be morbid whatsoever. You know, I look at it kind of as a celebration of life. And that being said, it is entirely normal and natural if you've had a genuine close encounter with the hereafter to go through a period of depression as you cope with your own mortality. Because it's something we always put on that top shelf just out of our memory. But then once it hits you, it's like... it can really, I wish I could use the other word, it can really mess with your mind. It is coming up on 3:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.